TOEFL Strategies, Track 30.
Listen to part of a lecture in a drama class.
Theater is all about seeing and being seen. So the word theater, from the Greek word theatron, is quite fitting. It means the seeing place. There are four essentials of a theater: the actor, the audience, the performance, and the space. We call this empty space the stage. Today we'll examine three types of theaters that have been used all throughout Western theatrical history: the end stage, the thrust stage, and the arena stage. And then we'll cover a few variations of those basic setups. So, we'll start with the end stage. An end stage is basically a raised platform, and it's usually placed at one end of a rectangular space facing the audience. Since the Renaissance, Western theater has been dominated by a type of end stage known as the proscenium theater. In that type of theater, there's the proscenium arch, which is the opening in a wall at the front of the stage, through which the audience can see the performance. This design was developed in response to performers' desire to hide scenery changes, as well as to hide their offstage exits and entrances from the audience. The end result is a proscenium with its separating curtain, which actually enhances the illusion of the theater by eliminating all sights that aren't part of the actual scene. Next, we have the thrust stage, also known as a three-quarter round. The thrust stage is a platform surrounded by the audience on all but one side. The ancient Greeks, the Elizabethans, and also classical Spanish performers often used this type of stage. One notable feature of the thrust stage is a wall, which backs the stage on the side that's not occupied by the audience. The stage is usually bare, except for some scenic elements and props. Now, the arena stage, or theater in the round, takes exposure to the audience one step further than the thrust stage. The arena stage is a performing space that's totally surrounded by the audience. So you can imagine that, well, providing a good view for all spectators is a real challenge. That puts limitations on the type of scenery that can be used in this type of theater. And, on the same note, the arena stage severely limits the movements of the actors, because at any given time, the performer will be showing his back to one section of the audience. Finally, we come to one of the oldest types of theater, the amphitheater, which is an open-air variation on the theater in the round, meaning the audience watches from all sides. Used to show gladiatorial events and even mock sea battles, the amphitheater is akin to the modern-day sports stadium. One example that you all might recognize is the Colosseum in Rome, completed back in 80 AD.
Now get ready to answer the question.